I'm driving along the 127 the other day.
Yeah.
And on the back window of this car, it was like a Vauxhall Saphir or something, you know, your standard sort of family car.
Yeah.
And you know when you get these stickers that they've clearly like bought on eBay or something for a couple of quid, and it might be like, you know, fairy dust here or something
yeah,
like that.
So, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was one of them sorts. So it was like big pink and sort of feminine looking, and it had glitter and sparkles on it and stuff. But it said, and I mean all the way across the back screen of this car, massive, it took up the whole window, and it said, and I kid thee not, abused daily. If only the listeners could see your face. Yeah, I could not believe it. And as I'm driving past, I'm sort of overtaking them, and they're just totally normal family sitting there, you know, chewing the cud about what they're going to buy in Aldi's or whatever.
How they're going to abuse.
It just said abused daily. I could not believe it.
That is very strange.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a little bumper sticker. It was like
abused daily.
Trying to make a point, you know. I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Really, that's really strange. Really strange. The whole upskirting thing. Did you hear about that?
Upskirting?
Yeah. Did you see it on the
news? I feel like I've done it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, basically, what it was is upskirting is people would go around with like a mobile phone or whatever, and they take a picture up the skirt.
What, on a selfie stick or something? Just like.
Or I suppose no, they just hold it in their hand and just like, you know, they just walk along and film up skirts in the underground or whatever. Oh, anyway, right. This obviously is wrong. Absolutely, it's not
well, that's up for debate, isn't it?
But anyway, this lady. MP, she managed to get this whole thing through to make it illegal, you know, something that you can't do. It all went to the Commons, and it was being put to the vote, and one MP said
brilliant.
No. I wasn't going to vote for it. And I thought it was brilliant. And it turns out that he did it for the right reasons, because he was trying to move it through to the House of Lords or something. But I just thought it was so funny.
Just filthy pervert.
It was so funny when I heard this, because they never explained why on the news either. They just said that one MP had gone, no, you can't put that through.
That's classic media, isn't it?
Yeah. And so it'd be weird. You'd think, God, they should check his phone. Have a look at his
phone. Full of him on the underground.
He's the worst one.
You see like, a no. Flash of his face and then... Up some lasses.
He's thinking, no, we best not vote for that. No.
Well, that would be
phone.
A wasted
delete,
opportunity.
No, still not quite ready.
Do you know what? I would have thought, though, like, I would have thought it didn't need a law passing. I would have thought that would have come under, like, a breach of someone's privacy
or
something.
I suppose. I don't know. I know it's just, it was just brilliant.
Prosecute them at once. We can't, Mom. There's no law
There's
against
no
it. What?
No law against it. Right, where's my phone?
There's, I can't remember the name of them now, but there's like five supercomputers somewhere.
Yeah.
And they taught them all of this artificial intelligence, you know, algorithms and coding and whatnot, and left them to their own devices to do their own thing. And out of the five of them, I believe they all communicate with each other and can do so completely independently of any human interaction. And they've already started, this is a year or two back ago, they've already started to communicate with each other, but they block our ability to see what they're saying to each other. Now, for now, it might just be ones and zeros. It might just be a bit of binary and who cares.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If that's learning and growing faster than our human brain can.
See, this is the
that's
thing.
That's scary shit, isn't it?
This is the question then we should pose is this. Why don't we just stop doing it? Why don't we just pull the plug? And say, you know what? This is frightening. Let's just not do this.
Well, I think the pull the plug thing is an interesting thing, because the scientists were saying at one point, one of the systems developed more than the others, which was interesting, almost like it had uniqueness and personality. And it blocked any interaction from the outside, like a human trying to just log on and see what's being talked about or whatever. Totally blocked it. And then I'm thinking, just pull the plug out.
Just pull the plug out.
But yeah, like it is an interesting sort of ethical debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think man always wants to move forward and, you know, technologically advance itself as a race. But equally, you know, as it's been in the sci-fi movies for years, it could be our very demise, couldn't it?
Exactly, and all for the sake of somebody just going, you know what, we should stop doing this because...
Maybe we need to
be
them
while they're
people.
Being carried away by a robot. It's like, we shouldn't have done that. No, should have pulled the plug. Yeah.
Too bloody late.
Too late now. Big.
Oh, my God.
I think that was one of his first
films.
That
was so good.
I remember
the woman in there, I can't remember her name now.
Let's say Maureen.
She was definitely a Maureen. That was one of my first things, like, you know, as a young lad, when you watch something that's maybe a little bit too old for you.
Yeah.
That was my first thing. And it's the part where he's obviously like, he's still the kid, but he's in the man's body.
Yeah.
She takes her top off and you can see her brassiere.
Yeah.
And for me, that was just like, woo! Just like the best. Just the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And I remember thinking, she is the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
My kids watched that the other day, which I forgot about the brassiere scene, funnily enough. But looking back now, she wasn't great.
Nah, you see, this is
wasn't great. I was blinded by naivety.
Blinded by rose-coloured spectacles. That's what
that's right.
People who do continuously loud, juicy sniffs in public.
Juicy sniff?
You know, the people who go, when they're talking to you all the time, like that. They don't have a handkerchief, they just sniff. You're right. Like that. Why are you doing that?
I know someone who does that, and I won't say who it is, because it might cause more strife in my life. But, so...
Well, I don't know who it is, then.
So, someone who... No, it's not her. yeah, someone who does that, but only when they're like cocksure that they are so right. Oh. And it's just the most infuriating thing. You know what I mean? I told you, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck off.
Just stop doing it.
Honestly.
What do you mean? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
All right.
That is annoying.
But other things that make me laugh, people say, I'm not being funny before they say something that's not funny.
Yeah. It's like, I know that.
Not being funny. You're right, you're not being funny. So why don't you say I'm not being funny? I'm not being funny, right? You're not being funny.
Yeah.
Why would you say I'm not being funny?
Let me make the judgment on whether you're funny or not.
You're being funny or not.
By the way, the autocorrect thing.
Yeah.
One that I face daily, because at the end of most, you know, text messages,
yep,
I'll put a C then an X. That means it was me.
Yeah.
That's Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the X means there's at least some love coming your way.
Yeah.
I think that's what it means. We never used to do it, but we do it now.
We do now. We do now, yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Not at all.
And I think depending on how much love I feel is socially acceptable to express to you, or maybe how much love I have for you, will depend on how many X's there are.
Oh. If it's big love, do you do a capital X?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
I just default to small ones. But, so whenever I put C then X, my phone always, even though I've corrected it forever, I mean, you talk about artificial intelligence, fucking hell, I keep saying no, I don't want that. Just learn it, you know. That's really got under my skin.
He's having a rant. Chris's rant.
But it auto-corrects C and then kiss to Cox. Right, so you might be sending it to your mother-in-law or something. And some the odd time I'll send it and I'm like, shit, it's gone. Because you do it quick, don't you?
Yeah.
Say X, gone. Cox, why did it put Cox? And I know it's not the word Cox, but it reads like that. I don't want to say Cox to her. What am I doing?